Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, you're watching history, Lee. After 45 years of talking and talking and talking to Iran, Trump is now talking not to Iran, but to his National Security Council. He is gathering them. He's come home early from the G7 summit. Not to capitulate, as Emmanuel Macron reported. Yes. He's going to try to get a ceasefire. Maybe in another universe, like a parallel one, but in this one, no. No, he's not. So he had to come out and correct that. But what he's doing, he's going in into the war room with the National Security Council so they can all coordinate in one place. He's left the G7 early. There's a lot of other sign stuff's going on. Express reporting, U.S. Air Force sending out mysterious encrypted nuclear emergency codes. We don't know what they say, but we do know how many characters they are. Clocking in at 290 characters, that's a record. Meanwhile, U.S. appears to be deploying a large number of aerial refueling tankers across the Atlantic. What makes that significant is that the number that we are deploying right now is unprecedented. Mm-hmm. So the Times of Israel is reporting the U.S. Air Force appears to be in the midst of an unprecedented mass deployment of aerial refueling tankers across the Atlantic Ocean from bases in the U.S. amid the ongoing Israel-Iran war. They're saying at least 30 moved east in the late hours of Sunday, according to flight tracking data. That was just reported now, though. That the first time it's been used, that was reported 6:51 a.m. So such tankers are required to refuel aircraft participating in strikes far away from their home country.
Now, if there's the base of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean has been occupied for quite some time now with B-52s and B-2s and tankers and support aircraft. In fact, I believe some F-15s have been sent down there as well. So, if they're moving the tankers, you know, over across the Atlantic, and also apparently the Navy has got the USS Nimitz headed to the Med, or at least to the Middle Eastern region. So maybe not today, but very soon. Looks like that they're all of these things could be an indication of the U.S. involvement, or it could just simply be a threat.
Yeah, and one of the national security analysts on Fox News this morning put it really well. Look, Trump doing this, he's just retaining all his options.
Yes, exactly.
So he can immediately make a decision on what to do what not to do because we're in place. So.
I just got to tell you, and we still don't know how this is all going to end, but so far, I think that Trump, Netanyahu, and both the Israeli and American militaries are handling this brilliantly so far.
Yeah. Especially Trump, look, giving them the 60 days, trying to work with them, even after they tried to kill him three times.
I saw a tweet, apparently, or X, whatever you call it these days, from Lindsey Graham saying that nobody has worked harder for peace than Donald Trump with both Ukraine and Russia and with Iran and Israel and giving Iran plenty of chances. And he's right about that. He's absolutely right about that.
Meanwhile, this is breaking at 8:06. Multiple explosions reported in eastern and central Tehran. Trump made major news last night by telling everyone to evacuate Tehran, go ahead and leave.
Israel a day ago was saying that Tehran will burn. And from what I was seeing last night, it already is.
Absolutely. And again, that just broke at 8:06. There's explosions in Tehran. There's burning, that sort of thing. So whatever Trump was warning about may have happened. Here's what he posted on Truth Social last night at 6:30 p.m. Iran should have signed the deal I told them to sign. What a shame and waste of human life. Simply stated, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I said it over and over again. Everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. So, you know, look, if you look at what Trump was responding to last night, okay, couple of things. When Trump negotiates, Trump will say thing A on Monday, the complete opposite thing by Wednesday, revert to a third possession by Friday, but then by Saturday be back to thing A again.
Exactly, yes.
Right?
Right.
Now, sometimes, quite frankly, Trump flip-flops. He just did on immigration raids. That was a flip-flop. That wasn't a clever strategy. That was flip-flop. He was testing the waters. He got absolutely smacked by his base, and it looks like he's backing off. I want to hear that from our media, not just the Washington Post, to believe it, and Axios, but okay. But Trump, when he's negotiating, you cannot take what he says all that seriously because he will throw out every position that there is. And so I've just kind of got to the point. Sometimes I don't even report them. I'm just like, okay, whatever. That's what he's saying today. You know, when Trump has been saying this whole time, hey, this, that, the other thing, but when he says, get out of Tehran, and you are starting to see, all of our equipment move over there in an unprecedented level, believe that.
Well, apparently the Iranian people believed it, too, because I heard a report overnight coming in this morning that the traffic was backed up in Tehran, people trying to leave the area.
Good. And you know what? I feel bad for the Iranian people.
I do, too.
I really do. The latest poll they did in there was 2023. It's very difficult to poll inside Iran, but they have done it. 80% of Iranian voters, including those of the party of the mullahs, said they do not want a theocracy anymore. 80%. They do not want to be ruled by Muslim dictators. They want to have a democracy. So, I feel confident. I'm hopeful that these poor people will be set free. And look, we know how the folks of Iran live if they have a choice. I mean, me and the kids were looking, over the last week at just pictures of Iran before the 50s. You can't tell it's not America, Lee. The way the women dress, their hair, they're out shopping. The women are holding books. They're in schools. They're going to university. They're doctors. They're lawyers. They were a very, very progressive country for a Muslim country. They were very westernized. That is how they live if given, I'm convinced will live if given the chance.
I tell you one thing that I think is very interesting is what has not happened. Israel and Iran are bombing each other. Is the Middle East on fire? Unless you're in Iran or Israel, no. Has the oil market skyrocketed? It's up. Have other nations entered into the fray? Nope. What's China and Russia got to say about this? What does North Korea have? We haven't heard from the head poobah at the UN invoking the UN Security Council. I haven't heard anything about that. And what were we always told? If somebody did something to Iran to divest them of their nuclear ambitions, that the whole world would explode. Well, it hasn't happened.
No, and one of the things that's frustrating me, Lee, is like people are comparing this to, this is what happened with Iraq.
No.
And part of the reason for that is simple. The tech we have now makes Iraq look like the Stone Age. I mean, we didn't even know what drone, what is that? When we went to Iraq, we had to actually fight on the ground with weapons, massive troop deployments. That's not a thing now. We don't need to, we're going to end up with troops and nation building. No, we're not. We're not sending troops. I guarantee you, Trump's not sending troops. We're not nation building. We're not doing any of that stuff. And we never needed to do it in Afghanistan either. We could have sent a light footprint strike force to do everything we needed to do in Afghanistan. And I've explained this. The difference was that the neocons in the Bush Republicans wanted to make money for their for their military industrial complex donors. They did. That's why they did the nation building stupidity. We don't have to nation build. Well, and we're not gonna, not under Trump.
The goal here is not to invade Iran. It is to get rid of their nuclear program, and that can be done from the air and with external pressure.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to accomplish here. No one is going to see Israeli troops storming into the city streets of Tehran, or American troops for that matter. That's not the goal here. That's not the goal.
Amen to that. And it, again, we can do it without this. We cannot deal with a nuclear-armed Iran. We can't do it. It's not going to work. And I mean, I don't know how many times to say that. Our side is saying stuff. A lot of people who disagree with this are saying, like, well, you know, we can't take up for Israel. This is not taking up for Israel. That's not what we're doing. Again, 319 strikes on our military vessels and our cargo ships. What part of that do you not understand? That was the Houthis. But I want to pull this up so people can understand the stakes here, because they are really, really high. That was Iran. That was Iran giving hardware to the Houthis and helping them hit our ships. Who else was helping? China.
Yep.
China was helping. Bill Gertz, Washington Times, April 18th, 2025. So we have just learned this. I made a huge deal of it at the time. Providing satellite data that is being used to identify U.S. and other ships and target them in the Red Sea for missile strikes appears to be part of a deal between Beijing and the Houthis. That would end attacks on Chinese shipping. At the time, Bill Gertz wrote, President Trump should invoke the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 and end trade and investment ties with China. Completely, I agree with that. China's regime, by its actions and its words, is America's enemy. So you already have Iran and China, this is before nukes, operating together to target American military vessels and cargo ships. What, are you going to send them a strongly worded letter?
Well, you also have the Chinese purchasing Iranian and Russian oil, which they're not supposed to do under the sanctions agreements to begin with.
No.
Which helps fund the wars for both sides.
Oh, by the way, thank you very much. And we've got these other, like, doom mongers out there who are like, oh, wait till you see the price of oil. It's lower than it was on Friday. Why? Because Iran is already under sanctions right now. Mm-hmm. They produce right now, even with Chinese buying some, 3% of the world's oil. This is why you're not seeing people are like, oh, it's going to be 120 a barrel. Not because of this, it won't. Oil has only risen about $5 a barrel since all this began, and it's, again, actually lower than Friday. It's pretty much flatlined because, again, we have already taken the Iranian oil off the main market. But, folks, the biggest thing is we cannot have Iran trying to kill Trump. We cannot have a country in which every future Republican candidate has to campaign from a bunker because Iran's trying to kill them while the Democrats snicker behind our backs, because that's exactly what just happened with Trump. We have three of their assassins in prison. We cannot have the Ayatollah out there issuing death sentences on Trump and everyone around him from his Twitter feed and then sending the assassins. And by the way, all morning, those of you who are haranguing me on our, you know, on our text line, you're repeating the neocon talking points. One of you respond. I want to hear one response from one of you about the assassination attempts on Trump, three of them. You guys have no argument for that, and that's why you're just sending me Rand Paul's talking points. Because you don't have an argument. Is it okay to try to kill a president? Is it? Or is that an act of war? Because to me, we're done here. We're taking away your nuclear capabilities because God knows what you are capable of.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Folks, probably the most shocking article out of the riots that started in LA and have now spread was done by the UK Daily Mail, which learned that Mayor Karen Bass personally went to the LAPD command center to ensure that when that building was surrounded by violent protesters and those ICE officers were trapped inside and called the LAPD for help, federal agents called the LAPD for help, that no help was sent. We've seen this MO from the Democrats before. City of Love, remember the Baltimore mayor? Well, we just have to let them burn things. She was very open about it. She told the police, no, don't respond. Let them burn the businesses. You mean the businesses owned by your taxpaying constituents? Yeah, it's the Democrat way. The highest form of life is the violent protester. Well, with the exception of the illegal immigrant gangster. I'm serious in their Marxist rating system. We do not trifle with that. We let them do what they want. And as I play this next audio clip for you from investigative reporter Steve Hilton, it's on News Nation. I want you to understand some of these violent protesters the left has going right now, and they're mad at federal agents and they're, you know, whatever. This is who they intend to turn against you in the streets. They're just the federal officers, just the first target. Federal agents, just the first targets. Listen to what Gavin Newsom and the Democrats did in LA.
We now know that just a little over a week ago, on Friday, when this all started in Los Angeles, ICE officers, federal law enforcement officials, they're doing a job given to them by the President of the United States on a policy platform that he was elected to deliver. They're being confronted by protesters. They are worried about their safety. They're being physically, they feel under physical threat. They requested help from the LAPD, from the Sheriff's Department, and they were denied. And instead of actually stepping in at that point, and Gavin Newsom saying, we can't allow law enforcement officials to fear for their safety and not protect them. He did nothing. And you hear stories now of local law enforcement kept for 15 hours in a parking lot, waiting for orders to deploy as the riots were beginning. Nothing happening. Total dereliction of duty from Gavin Newsom.
They were trying to get a federal agent killed. As a warning. As a warning. They did not succeed, but they did briefly get the concession they want. Trump said he was going to stop the immigration raids. Now, we have two sources, Axios in the New York, in the Washington Post reporting he is going to resume the immigration raids, but he had put out a memo saying to stop them in the workforce. That is Biden's policy exactly. Exactly. It's identical. Folks, we were winning. We have to keep this man on the right track. I think we can do it with outrage. When he reverts and tries to become Biden, he will. He tried to pass amnesty with the Democrats last time. We stopped him. I worked the phones. I had you guys calling. The Freedom Caucus stopped him from doing it. The irony of that being, had he succeeded, we probably wouldn't have won in 24 because it was a 4-year pathway to citizenship. That's the hilarious part. But he's very sensitive to defections from his base. And so hopefully Washington Post and Axios have it right, and he is reversing that because they don't get to stay. Nobody gets to stay. We all have to go home. You know why? He's winning. You know why he's reacting to these phone calls from GOP donors who are outraged they're going to have to pay real wages now in their factories? Do you realize what he achieved? Folks, this is unbelievable. I would have said this was impossible, but he did it. New York Post reporting 1 million illegal immigrants have self-deported in 2 months, 8 weeks. That has equaled a 1.2% wage increase for Americans. 2 months, 8 weeks. We are now on track for a 9.6% wage increase for the year if this continues. It's almost 10%. What is that money? That is what they stole from me and you through illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is a tax avoidance scheme. It is a theft scheme by the employers of the country who are well-heeled and donate to Democrats and Republicans. We elected Trump to fight these people. And I think the problem was he was doing too good of a job. Folks, these illegals voluntarily deported. Remember, Trump has the flight program. So you get the free ticket back to wherever you came from. You register on the app, so it won't be held against you in the future. I think that's fair. You want to apply to come in the front door. You do the right thing now. I'm good with that. And we give you $1,000 to go where you're going. Because it costs an average of $15,000 to deport each one of these Democrat voters. So that is very cheap. A million are gone. They self-deported. So it was devastating for Trump to come out and say, hey, you know what? Actually, come work in a factory instead. I changed my mind. So I hope we have gotten him to reverse course. We are at that rate, folks. We're going to get there. We're going to get there if we ignore the GOP donors. They don't care if we become a one-party system, if they could just get one more great quarter of profit, retire to a bunker somewhere, watch the world burn. Well, we're not doing that. We're not watching the world burn. We hired Donald Trump. He's going to get the job done.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You want these people to have nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them to your cities? Today it's Tel Aviv, tomorrow it's New York. Look, I understand America first. I don't understand America dead. That's what these people want. They chant death to America. So we're doing something that is in the service of mankind, of humanity, and it's a battle of good against evil. America does, should, and does stand with the good. That's what President Trump is doing.
Meanwhile, Democrats still trying to save their ally, Iran. Iran is an ally of ours when the Democrats are in office.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine has filed a war powers resolution. This would require congressional debate and a vote before using U.S. military force against Iran.
Questions of war and peace, the most important things up here. And when I came to the Senate in 2012, I told myself if I ever had the opportunity to stop the United States from getting into an unnecessary war, I would do what I can. Israel has a right to defend itself, obviously, and I've supported all the aid packages to Israel. However, I don't think the United States should be at a war with Iran. I think that would be foolish.
But it's not just Kaine. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders has also introduced legislation called the No War Against Iran Act. The measure prevents the use of federal funds for military force in or against Iran without Congress signing off. And Republican Congressman Thomas Massie says he's also introducing a bipartisan war powers resolution today. Massie saying this is not our war, but if it were, Congress must decide such matters according to our Constitution. Democratic Representative Ro Khanna is leading the effort with him, and Progressive Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she'll be signing on. But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is calling for President Trump to take a more forceful position against Iran.
Here's the task at hand. Be all in, President Trump, in helping Israel eliminate the nuclear threat. If we need to provide bombs to Israel, provide bombs. If we need to fly planes with Israel, do joint operations.
A lot of folks saying this morning they're afraid we're going to end up in a war with Iran. Well, if we do, I'm not sure who will be running the Iranian side of that.
Israel was anticipating hundreds of missiles incoming last night, and tens actually arrived. Does that indicate that Iran and their missile supply is significantly depleted just 5 days into this current conflict?
I think it's more of an indication that Iran is now in disarray. You have seen the assassination of a lot of their top military commanders, and these are the guys who would have been planning their counterstrikes at Israel. So there isn't really anyone to make decisions, and you also have Israel announcing that they have destroyed one-third of the ballistic missile launchers. So Iran has some problems in terms of organization right now. Also, they may be very careful in terms of deploying their missile launchers because when they deploy them, they lose them.
Folks, texter writes, we have to fight them there or we will be forced to fight them here. Sound familiar? Well, no. Folks, and forgive me if you ride with me the whole way, man. If you listen the whole 4 hours, and I thank you for that. I got to get people to understand this. This is, and I understand you're jaded. I get you're tired. I am too. But am I not always the person standing in the breach going, no, nope, no, we're not going to war on behalf of Ukraine. No, NATO is trying to false flag gig us into war with Russia. NATO wants to divide Russia into six pieces and keep them from Europe. I am always the one. I was the one saying, no, 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 Gaddafi is not the enemy. No, don't bomb the civilians in Libya. Please, God, this has been me the whole time. No, no, no. And you guys are usually arguing with me. You want to go to war. So understand that is my record. I sound a lot more like Tulsi Gabbard most of the time than anybody on our side. And I'm here to tell you, this is the real deal. We have to do this. And I am making an argument I haven't heard anywhere else. So stop accusing me of repeating neocon talking points, because what I am saying here, Lindsey Graham would never say. This is the breaks. If we do not defeat Iran now, we have to kill the Ayatollah. We are completely justified in that 100%. Why? He tried to kill Trump, not once, not twice, but three times. Was it going to take four times for you guys? And I'm talking about 15% minority on the text line right now who are haranguing me. And that's okay. I don't care. I just go with what's right. Do they get to kill Trump like five times maybe? Maybe this time he won't turn his head at the right time. He knows they tried to kill him. I played you the audio. He was beside himself again and again. They tried to kill me. Why won't Biden even sanction them? Folks, do you want to live in a country where we have to wait and see if the Republican presidential candidate survives till Election Day? Or does Iran manage to kill him this time? We have three of their assassins in our prisons awaiting trial right now. One of them fled the day before Butler. There's 365 days in a year. What are the odds of that? Think. What makes Iran so dangerous, and Israel will not say this, is that Iran has merged with the Democrat Party. They are allies. And we reached one horrific situation this past fall. I've been screaming about it ever since. Where Iran tried to kill President Trump for the third time. The first time was 2021. And Biden wouldn't even put Trump's sanctions back on Iran. Trump had such sanctions on Iran, that country was crippled. Those people were on their knees. The Iranian people were in the street. They were, because they were hungry, they needed food. That's how badly he hurt that. Biden lifted them, took the terror designation off the Houthis, so the Houthis could then begin targeting our ships and our Navy. And the assassinations began. Folks, when the Democrats are allied with Iran, Iran understands one thing. They can begin to kill our politicians. This is where we are. Israel knows this too. They know. You don't destroy the Ayatollah in every bit of that nuclear infrastructure in Iran. The second the Democrats get power again, they're going to start trying to kill whatever Republicans in their way. They'll go down to senators. Don't kid yourself. They've already sent three assassins. No response for the Democrats. As long as I live, I will never forget a week after we learned the second assassin had tried to kill Trump. Biden rolled out the red carpet for the president of Iran. The president of Iran, remember, got a better security detail than Trump could get. Why? Because they are allied with Iran. Who built Iran into what it is today? Pallets of cash, y'all. Pallets of cash. Unmarked bills. That's why they're a state sponsor of terror. That's why they're trying to kill Trump. That's why they're funding the street protest. Even Biden administration admitted, yeah, they're funding the street protest. What? They're funding Democrats to march in the street arm in arm with Hamas. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It is plain as the nose on your face. The second Democrats get power again, Republicans will have to campaign from a bunker as the mullahs are allowed to try to kill them on our soil. That is an untenable situation. And you want to throw nuclear fissile material into that? Not just the bomb, but them having it? That's why I'm fighting. Did you notice I didn't say anything about Israel in there? Look, the mullahs deserve to die for October 7th alone. And painfully. But that alone wouldn't make me say, hey, we should go do this. That's not enough. But what I just told you is that is the future. And there is not a person on that text line. We've had over 500 texts this morning who has an answer for anything I have said in this segment. Oh, we'll just let him kill Trump. He can just dodge bullets. J.D. Vance moves fast. He can dodge bullets. He'll probably turn his head at the right time. Probably. Come on, y'all. This time it's for real. Holy cow. Stop what you're doing. All right, not if you're driving. Read this when you get to work. Just the News by investigative reporter John Solomon, the only guy to get the Russia collusion hoax correct from the beginning. As a member of the Washington Press Corps, he's now gone out on his own and he runs the Just the News site. Okay, listen to this. FBI gives Congress intel on Chinese plot to fake mail-in ballots in the 2020 election. Newly declassified intelligence report partially corroborated, but was recalled before it could be investigated. What does that mean? Here's what happened. FBI Director Kash Patel last night turned over to Congress an intelligence report about China mass producing fake U.S. driver's licenses to carry out a scheme to hijack the 2024 election. I'm sure they did some of this in 24 too, but this particular report's about 2020. With fake mail-in ballots for Democrat Joe Biden. Now, why haven't we heard this before? The newly declassified intelligence reports, which he handed out to Congress last night, from August 2020 weren't corroborated or fully investigated, but instead were recalled, hidden, from intelligence agencies at about the time that then FBI Director Chris Wray, a dastardly villain, testified there were no known plots of foreign interference. In fact, anybody who thought there was anything like that was completely crazy. Unless they wanted to lie like the FBI and say it was Russia, then that'd be cool. We could tell those lies. Russia didn't do it. But China did. I just got to read that again. You're probably in your car going, wait, did I hear that wrong? No, you didn't. The newly declassified intelligence reports from August 2020 weren't corroborated or fully investigated because they were recalled from intelligence agencies. In other words, thrown in the trash, basically. At about the time that then FBI Director Chris Wray testified, there were no known plots of foreign interference ahead of the 2020 election in which Biden defeated Donald Trump. Oh, the things we're going to learn over these 4 years. 3.5 left, really, so sad. I really enjoyed the first 6 months, though. The new documents were turned over to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, who had first raised concerns to the Bureau that the intelligence hadn't been fully vetted and instead was just dismissed, even though there was evidence of fake licenses. How many of those Chinese military-age men, you know, the ones with the same tattoos and haircuts, who Joe Biden let over, come over the border, about 22,000 a month, how many of them voted in 24, I wonder? And where are they now? Hey, what do I tell you, folks? These people are great Democrat voters and apparently already voted in 2020. Super exciting.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.